Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you about how to deal with hostile people. Now, we know that when you are in God and you're trying to do the right thing, a lot of times Satan will send enemies to your camp to sort of distract you. And they can be hostile and they can be mean. They can tell you that Jesus is not Lord. I just recently had an experience with a guy online that tried to convince me that Jesus isn't God. And it was a waste of time. And so you don't have to necessarily get hostile back with people. There was another person who told me that they were Muslim and tried to cuss at me. You know, and the Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace into the ears. You don't have to speak rudely to people, even if they're speaking rudely to you. You have to understand that you have standards and that you have to live by those standards, and that you're going somewhere and that you're on God's team, not the enemy. So you don't fight them back with the same tactics that they use against you. You have to outsmart them. The Bible says he'll make your enemies your footstool, according to Psalm 110. And then it also says in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. So we don't fight those battles on our own. We allow God to avenge us, because according to, the Bible, it says, do not avenge yourselves, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And so you want to leave room for God to fight your battles for you. We know that he'll prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And that's according to Psalms 23:5. And so we fight back by not fighting at all, by allowing God to fight those battles for us. We know that he's going to prepare the table. We know that we only need to be still, that we don't have to bicker back and forth. We don't have to argue back and forth. We don't have time for that, brothers and sisters. We don't have time to be rude to people and to argue with people and to fight with them, because God is going to fight our battles for us. And so we pray for them. We forgive them, and we walk in what God has shown us to do, because we fight our battles spiritually and not in the flesh. The flesh may tell you that you have to fight that person physically, or that you have to cuss that person out to get your point across. But God's word clearly states that he'll fight for us and that we only need to be still. And so when we be still, we're leaving room for God to fight for us. And that is just a couple of the ways that we deal on how to deal with hostile people. Because as I said before, people are going to come to your camp and they're going to try to distract you. They're going to try to get you to deny that Jesus is Lord. They're going to try to tempt you in every way and persecute you for believing in what you believe in, for believing that Jesus is God. You know the God who saved you. You know the God who conquered the grave. And you're walking in your full purpose and anointing in God. But that's not to say that people aren't still going to be jealous of you or behave in a way that causes you to become angry. And it's okay to be angry. The Bible says it's okay to be angry, but in your anger do not sin. And so you are going to get frustrated by these people, and they may be your enemies. They may be, you know, somebody that's related to you or very close to you, but you have to stand on guard and don't let your guard down and just continue to walk in what you believe in. You believe that Jesus is King. You believe that he can save you, and don't ever let anybody direct you away from that truth. Believe in God and believe that he can fight your battles for you. And pray, always pray without ceasing. Pray for people who persecute you and say all manner of evil against you, you know, because God will fight the battle. God is going to deal with that person whether they like it or not, God is going to deal with that person. And he is going to cause them to be your footstool if they are an enemy. He is going to cause a table to be prepared before you in their presence. And the victory is so sweet. And so you don't need to ruin your witness, and you don't need to ruin what God is preparing. You need to be still. You need to pray. You need to take a break from that person. Go for a walk. Get away. And then come back to it. But don't fight physically. We do not fight our battles in the flesh, but in the spirit. Okay, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.